Welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, April 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of cryptocurrency headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mercy Corps Ventures introduces ETH staking donations to fuel blockchain for financial inclusion. Mercy Corps Ventures introduces a new way for donors to support blockchain-based financial inclusion by staking Ethereum. Through a partnership with Lido Impact Staking, supporters can stake ETH and allocate a portion of their staking rewards to MCV's Crypto for Good Fund. This allows donors to contribute sustainably and continuously without giving up their principal capital. By leveraging blockchain, MCV aims to create financial opportunities for those in need. Lido Impact Staking enables ETH holders to support impact-driven initiatives while earning yield on their assets. This model provides a long-term funding stream for projects focused on banking the unbanked, providing digital identity, and revolutionizing aid distribution. Mercy Corps Ventures and Lido Impact Staking are pioneering a new era of giving, inviting donors, institutions, and crypto supporters to stake ETH for a more inclusive future.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.